CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 24th of May, 2026, and here's the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. You can volunteer at the RSGB National Radio Centre, or buy your RSGB 2026 convention ticket at 2025 prices. And Tonight at 8 is back in June. The RSGB National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park welcomes thousands of people through its doors each month, and in 2025 it was recognised in TripAdvisor's Traveller's Choice Awards. Much of this success can be attributed to the amazing team of volunteers. They share a strong sense of pride, enthusiasm, and have a wonderful team spirit, all with the purpose of promoting amateur radio. If this sounds like something you'd like to be part of, the NRC is now looking for extra volunteers to join its team. If you enjoy meeting people and are able to work a minimum of 1 or 2 days per month, get in touch with the NRC coordinator, Martin Baker, G0GMB, via novemberromeocharlie.support@rsgb.org.uk. Find out more about volunteering at the NRC by watching a short video on the RSGB's YouTube channel at youtube.com/the RSGB and selecting the Volunteering for the RSGB playlist. The RSGB wants to make its convention as accessible to as many people as possible. That's why it's frozen ticket prices, and you can buy this year's ticket at last year's price. This means you can make the most of the early bird pricing and buy your weekend ticket for just £49. On top of this, the Society has confirmed that, as usual, under 21s can attend the convention for free. This week, the RSGB has also announced further speakers to its growing programme. You'll find engaging and informative presentations from Adrian Kuperka, KO8SCA, on the 3Y0K, the expedition to Bouvet Island, as well as Christian Enzfellner, DL3MBG, on the DARC QSL Bureau and the cooperation with the RSGB. It's also confirmed that Ian Henry, G0LFT, will be delivering a lecture on understanding FT8 through DNA sequencing parallels, which was featured in the May 2026 edition of RADCOM. Go to rsgb.org/convention to secure your tickets and guarantee your place at this not-to-be-missed event. The convention will be held at Kent's Hill Park Conference Centre in Milton Keynes between the 9th and 11th of October. Following a break in May, the RSGB's Tonight at 8 series is back on Monday the 8th of June with a fascinating webinar by John Warburton, G4IRN, on building a remote station. If you live in an area where restrictions such as conservation areas may limit your activity, this is for you. Following this move to rural Shropshire in 2020 and encountering conservation area restrictions, he decided to develop a fully remote HF contest and DX station. In this presentation, John outlines the search for a suitable site and the key technical and operational lessons gained from several years of remote operation over internet and 4G links. You can join the webinar live via the RSGB's YouTube channel at youtube.com/the RSGB or its special BATC channel at bravoalphatangocharlie.org.uk/live/RSGB. Keep up to date with the latest program by visiting rsgb.org/webinars. The RSGB board has announced further updates to the board liaison roles. Go to rsgb.org/board to view the full list of responsibilities for each board director. RSGB members will be able to use this as a guide to help them know who to contact if they have questions, concerns, or ideas about any areas of the society's activities. You can contact each board director by the email address shown by their name. The RSGB team has had a very successful time at the Dayton Hamvention last week. They spoke to hundreds of attendees, signed up a lot of new members, and were delighted by the very positive response to the RSGB app. Many radio amateurs hadn't realised that as an RSGB member, they can read Radcom Basics, Radcom Plus, and 25 years of back issues of Radcom, all in one place, and were keen to sign up membership as a result. Two AGM trophies were also presented in person by the RSGB President Bob Beebe, GU4YOX, and RSGB Board Chair Stuart Bryant, G3YSX. Look out for a fuller report in the July edition of Radcom. International Museums Weekends 2026, also known as Museums on the Air, will take place on the 20th, 21st, 27th and 28th of June. In venues from all over the world, including ships, castles and air museums, are expected to take part. For more information and registration details, visit radio-amateur-events.org/IndiaMikeWhiskey. In my script, the India Mike Whiskey is in uppercase. It might just make a difference depending on their server. Now for details of rallies and events. Durham and District Amateur Radio Society Radio Rally is taking place today at Bowburn Community Centre, Bowburn, County Durham, DH65AT. The doors are open from 10 a.m. till 2:30 p.m. with disabled visitors gaining access at 10 a.m. The entry fee is £3. There's a bring and buy sale, trade stands, special interest groups and an RSGB bookstore. Catering is available on site. For more information, you could contact Michael Wright, G7TWX, on 07826 924 192 or email Delta Alpha Romeo Sierra@gmx.com. Probably a bit late to do that. The Broadcast Engineering Museum has an open day on Sunday the 7th of June from 11 a.m. The museum is located at 41 Capper Avenue, Hemswell Cliff, near Gainsborough, Lincolnshire, DN21 5XS. The museum's home to one of the largest collections of historic broadcasting equipment in the world. For more information, visit bravoechocharliegolf.org.uk/events. Also on Sunday the 7th of June, Spalding and District Amateur Radio Society's annual radio rally will take place at Spalding Rugby and Football Club, Centenary Park, Drain Bank North, Spalding, Lincolnshire, PE12 6AF. Free car parking is available on site and the entrance fee is £3 per person. Traders, catering and an RSGB stall will be available on site. For more details, visit sierra-delta-alpha-romeo-sierra.org.uk/Spalding Rally. Now the special event news. To commemorate the centenary of the passing of Antoni Gaudí, famous Catalan architect and designer. Special call sign EH100AG is active until the 7th of June. Look for activity on various bands and modes and via the QO100 satellite. QSL via the Bureau. QSOs will be uploaded to eQSL, Logbook of the World and Clublog. Special call sign LY100RADIO is active until the 12th of July to celebrate the 100th anniversary of regular radio broadcasting in Lithuania. QSL via LY2QT. For examples of awards that are available for working the station, visit qrz.com. Now the DX News. Paul MM0ZB8 is active as 5 Zulu 4/Mike Mike 0 Zulu Bravo Hotel from Kenya until Monday the 15th of June. He operates using CW, FT8 and SSB while volunteering at a local school. QSL via Logbook of the World and OQRS. And Pascal 8F8NQV is active as Charlie November 2, November Quebec Victor from Sidi Rahal Shati in Morocco until the 11th of July. Look for him on the 40, 20, 17, 59, 10 meter bands using SSB. Now the contest news. Today, the RSGB 10 Gigs Trophy runs from 0800 until 1400 UTC using ALMOS on the 10 Gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal port, serial number and locator. And also today, the UK Microwave Group High Band Contest runs from 0800 until 1700 UTC using ALMOS on 5.7 and 10 Gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal port, serial number and locator. On Tuesday the 26th, the RSGB SHF UK Activity Contest runs from 18.30 until 21.30 UTC using ALMOS on 2.3 to 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday the 28th, the RSGB 80 Meter Club Championship runs from 1900 until 2030 UTC. Using CW on the 80-meter band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. And the CQ Worldwide WPX CW contest starts at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 30th and runs until 23.59 UTC on Sunday the 31st of May. Using CW on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. This is Golf Bravo 2 Romeo Sierra from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 21st of May. Last week's geomagnetic disturbance didn't turn out to be quite as bad as predicted. A high-speed solar wind stream from a massive coronal hole and a coronal mass ejection did cause the KP index to rise to 6.33 on Friday the 15th of May, but it subsided and we were soon back to more normal figures in the range 2 to 4. The last week has seen more usual KP figures in the range 2 to 3, which bodes well for HF propagation. Unfortunately, the solar flux index has been stuck in the low 100s, ranging from 109 on the 16th to 106 on the 20th. It rose to 114 on the 21st, which may continue into the coming week. Meanwhile, ESA's solar orbiter has been monitoring solar activity on the far side of the Sun, which continues to feature a number of large sunspot groups. A number of C-class flares and one low-level M-class flare have been detected on the far side. We'll have to wait until next week for that activity to rotate to an Earth-facing position. Much of the activity on the higher HF bands is currently due to sporadic E, and Jim, G3YLA, reports several multi-hot paths carrying up between Europe to the Caribbean and the United States on the 6-meter band, A quick check on the 10-meter band revealed only low-power beacons out of Spain and Andorra, though. NOAA predicts that the solar flux index may rise to 115 tomorrow, 25th, and then increase to 135 by the end of the month. The start of the coming week should see settled geomagnetic conditions, but a rise in the KP index to 4 on Wednesday the 27th is predicted. Another VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The recent lengthy period of indifferent weather has now changed over to a predominantly high pressure type. This should last through to the end of the coming week, when a possible return to unsettled weather edges up from the south. Starting with the large-scale pressure pattern, it will be a period of improving tropo conditions for the VHF and UHF bands as the high builds over the country. The conditions should cover a large area across the North Sea and into the near continent. It's often the case that lift conditions may be improved by nighttime cooling and fade slightly during the day, unless over a sea path, which doesn't change much from day to night. The late May and early June period is a reasonable time for meteor activity, although this is mostly minor. Remember that there is still the tail end of the Eta Aquarids to work through this month. The solar conditions have offered up some reasonable coronal holes recently, and although the light evenings don't allow visual confirmation, the KP index going above 7 should make life more interesting for aurora. Needless to say, rain scatter will not feature in a predominantly high-pressure period of weather. Lastly, a thought about sporadic E, which is coming to full bloom now and is typically at a peak around early to mid-June. There have been some successful openings on the 6-meter band, with some multi-hot paths to the Far East and across to the States and Caribbean. On the basis that jet streams may be useful indicators of where sporadic E is more likely, the coming week will see the main jet stream flow being pushed well north to a typical summer position from Iceland to Scandinavia. This might make paths to Scandinavia and the Baltic a good option, and include northern multi-hot paths to the Far East. EME. Moon declination is falling again, going negative tomorrow. Combined with increasing path losses, conditions will worsen as the week progresses, but there's still plenty of time to make some QSOs, albeit with shorter moon windows and lower peak elevation. 144 MHz sky temperature is low, but increasing to moderate by Friday the 29th. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. I'm reading meetings only for all of Wales and my regular coverage of Bristol and the South West. Starting with the South West. On Tuesdays from 7:30 p.m, Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society meets at the new Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Shaftesbury, SV70PL. Gordano Amateur Radio Group meets on the fourth Wednesday of the month from 8 p.m. at the Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS20 8JT. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16 4NE. Meetings start at 7 p.m, talks start at 8 p.m. Shirehampton Amateur Radio Club's meeting on Friday includes a talk by G3ZUT entitled Introduction to Caving. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. On Wednesday from 8 p.m, Stan G0RYM will be giving a talk about Worked All Britain. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30 p.m. every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. Now Wales. Aberkenfigan District Amateur Radio Society meets on Wednesdays from 7 p.m. at Tondi Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridgend, CF32 9DY. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society has a club night from 7:30 p.m. at Sully Sports and Social Club, CF64 5SP, from 7:30 p.m. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesday of every month from 7 p.m. in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16 7AD. Cwmbrannan District Amateur Radio Society has a club night on Wednesdays from 7 p.m. at Hentless Village Hall, NP44 6JZ. On Tuesday, Halkin Radio Group has a social meeting at the Britannia Inn from 8 p.m. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Sunnydale, Cardiff, CF14 6EA at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. Holy Island Amateur Radio Club meets at the Boathouse Hotel, Holyhead, on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Thurnesley Amateur Radio Society meets at the Swiss Valley Community Centre from 7 p.m. every Monday. Newport Amateur Radio Society, a club meeting at Ruderin Tabernacle Church Hall on Thursday from 7 p.m. include a talk on power supplies, earthing and grounding. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ustrad Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41 7SY, on Tuesdays between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Also on Tuesdays, St. Tibby Amateur Radio Society meets at the Portable Cabin next to Sarin Hall, SA18 3LN, from 7:30 p.m. On Tuesday, Usk Side Amateur Radio Club holds its club night, starting at 7:30 p.m. at the High Cross Community Hall, Church Close, Rogerston, Newport, NP10 9SH. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.